Sportsnight Amplified with Andile, powered by SABC Sport.
On the line right now, we do have President of Royal Antilimpisane Football Club, Sean Mkiza, joining us now. Sean, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
How are you? Hi, everybody.
I mean, I love your energy. Whenever you come on, I'm standing on my feet even because I can't sit when I have you on.
Why? When are you, you've got my son's name, so you have to stand. Because
funny.
It's like your money, family.
Sean, we're laughing and we're having a good chuckle, but I'm pretty sure at Royal AM Football Club, over the last couple of weeks, maybe a week or two, it hasn't been all laughs.
It hasn't been?
It hasn't been all laughs. I mean, with you guys, you know, losing your coach.
No. You know, Royal AM is a happy place. And what Royal AM wants, they want people with the heart. And if you are at Royal AM, as you said, which when I come with all love. And that's how I want my family to be. And that's how I want my club to be. So we've been fine.
Jenna, talk to me a little bit about how you guys came to lose Coach Dan Dance. I remember how excited the club was in announcing his appointment and, you know, the co-coaches that were going to work together. Something that you were building, you were giving these coaches a huge platform to prove themselves and to take Royal AM to the next heights. What went wrong?
I must say, Dan, when he came to my club, he is the one who approached me, number one, saying that he would love to come to Royal AM. He's been loving Royal AM. Then I said, fine, come to Royal AM, come join us. Then he joined Royal AM, but when he came in, I had the coaches. So they had to be co-coaches, and he knew that from the onset. But the truth of the matter, we all know, Dan is an ambitious coach, and I don't think he was coping with the co-coaching, because that's what he told me after he has left from being sick from Swaziland. And then he said, no, you think he's not coping with the co-coaching, which I understand. And I respected him for coming forward and telling me that, because for me, I thought it was going to work, the co-coaching.
What exactly? Did you get details of what wasn't working as far as the co-coaching is concerned?
He said to me he wants to grow his career. And him being a co-coach, he didn't see himself growing, because if he's co-coaching, whatever that's going to happen to the club, maybe, is going to be like coming from everybody. And he wanted to grow as a coach going forward.
So it was an amicable parting then. There was no hard feelings. I mean, and I'm going to say some things, Sean, that I'd like, you know, some clarity on from your side. You know, there could be wild rumors. There could be some truth into them. How involved is Sean Mkiza as the president in the day-to-day coach runnings of the team?
Involved in my club, it's my investment. I'm even involved in the field of play. There is no way that I can have such an investment and don't get involved in the club. You see me, I'm the number one supporter. I'm involved into even petty things of my club. I know what's happening in my club. I have to be involved.
How involved are you as the president in what the coaches prepare as the team that will play? What kind of substitutions will be made in the game or are made? I know you do speak to the coaches throughout, you know, the tenure of the 90, but in the 90 minutes, do you sit down with them and say, hey, this is who I'd like to play? Do you get involved as far as that is concerned?
I'm not on the training every day, so I can't be involved on who's going to be played. But as the president of the club, the coaches, they tell me who's going to be playing on the game of the match. They tell me, they discuss with me during the week, about this is the people that you're planning to play. We're going to try this on training. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, we'll come back and report to you. And that's how involved I am.
Would then a Sean Mkiza say to the coaches, or would it come from the coaches that, hey, I think the chairman is ready. I think, or it's not the chairman in this instance, but I think, you know, our player, Andilimpisane, is ready. Should he perhaps get a chance? Would that come from the president, or was that solely straight from the coaches?
Solely straight from the coaches.
So the first time you heard of it was when they came to you and said, hey, we think he's ready, this is our plan, he's going to be on the bench.
Correctly so. You know, Andy, there's one thing that people doesn't know about Andy. Mm. You know, as much as he's my son, and as much as people think that I've had him, he goes to the training like every player. He needs to be part of the play. He trains with the team. And I don't know if people, they do understand that Andile was the one who brought me into soccer because of his love for football. You know, I used to go out there and cherish him when he was playing for AmaZulu. As backers and then. So he loves soccer. And he plays it.
If you're just joining us, we have Sean Mkhize, president of Real AM, on the line. We are in discussion of one thing, but it we'll have conversation about several other things as well, including the fact that many have expected Sean Mkhize to be doing a lot better, Real AM to be doing a lot better as far as the votes are concerned. And I'll speak to her about, you know, the marketing genius inside of her. We'd love to see what it's going to come up with in the weeks that come. But Sean, still on Dan a little bit here. Was there ever an altercation between the two coaches that was not, you know, to code, where, you know, there was a proper altercation with Dan and Cabo that you're aware of?
Coaches will agree to disagree, especially when they're co-coaching. So I will never say that there have never been any altercations between the coaches, not only Dan and Cabo, but there's also Abraham Diwo there. Coaches, if they need to put a team, they'll agree to disagree. Remember, these are different people with different philosophy, with different strengths. So at some stage, when they are putting together a team that's going to go and fight, they will agree to disagree. But I can't call that a altercation as in per se. I'll call it, they will agree to disagree.
Are you replacing Dan, or are you going to have Cabo run with it?
Thank you for asking me that question, because I've been receiving a lot of CVs. I'm not looking for a coach at this point in time. And, you know, I don't want to create... I mean, I'm one person who likes stability in my club and who likes continuity. I can't be chopping and changing a coaches, because at the end of the day, what I need the club to have, which is Royal AM philosophy, then I'll never have, because everybody will come. It takes time to gel in and learn the philosophy of the club. So I'm not looking for any coach at this point in time. Please, no CVs, right?
How many CVs are you getting?
A lot.
A lot.
Guys, I'm not looking.
Is there a CV there from a man whose initials are SB?
I don't know. Who's SB?
There's no SB there in the CVs.
But I'm not looking for the coach. And I'm not hiring no coaches.
But then, Sean, then I just wonder, when you go into, you know, continental competition, and I mean, I was at Moses Mabhida, I watched you play a beautiful game beating the Highlanders 2-0. Your coach, Okabo Zondo, was with you in the stands because he can't sit on the bench. How are you going to move around that?
It's something that I have to deal with at this point in time. And truth be told, it's sad to see him sitting on the bench, and I don't think he's also feeling right about it, because both Coach Dan and Coach Cabo couldn't sit on the bench. But yeah, it's a story for another day. I don't know what happened with SAFA and conversion of their qualification, whatever the case may be, but Kev said they couldn't sit on the bench, and that's something that I can never change. So they can't sit on the bench. But lucky enough for me, I still have Abraham Diyo. As you know, sometimes this co-coaching thing helps, because Abraham Diyo was able to sit on the bench. So it's not like we're sitting on the bench with no, we're coachless. We still have a coach that was sitting on the bench.
Mkhize, as she's famously known, Sean Mkhize, president of Royal AM, speaking to us about matters at Royal AM. Sean, very disappointed Royal AM fans on social media. A lot of people saying they'd love to see you play a cup that you're not playing because you're sitting somewhere not at the top four. What's going on?
To tell you the honest truth, I've never even started to campaign for the Kalim, because I feel as Royal AM, we've got so much that we need to play. We are playing in Africa. We're going to be playing the Nedbank just now. We're also involved in two cup. I can mention CAF because the Premier League has approved it. And there's also an international cup that we're going to be involved in. We're just waiting for the approval from the Premier League. Then I don't want us to chew more than we can chew. I don't want us to tire out, to make our players fatigue and them not being able to compete to the main thing, which is the league. So as Royal AM, we haven't campaigned for the Carlin Black label, as in per se. We've never done anything because if we get in, we'll get in, but we haven't campaigned for it because for me, as the Royal AM president, I felt like it's a bit too much to take on.
Hmm.
And then I must thank the supporters that have voted without any campaign. We really appreciate them. For a new a kid in the block, without any campaign, for the people that love us as Royal AM, to be sitting there at number six, we really appreciate them and we love them from the bottom of our hearts for doing that.
Are you happy with your team so far in the league, sitting in fourth, 8 games played, 13 points collected? Is it going the way that you wanted to go right now?
As a new broom, I couldn't ask for more. To be honest with you, it's early days, I understand. It's too tight in the top, it's too tight in the bottom. You win 2 games, you're on top. You lose 2 games, you're at the bottom. I was happy with the fact that I went out to play and I was still up in the mix. That I was happy with.
Lastly, before I let you go, highly controversial happening right now. You as Royal AM and Dumiso Mabena.
Yes.
Where do you stand on that? What are your feelings on that? And what do you see or hope to see as the outcomes of that particular challenge?
I think it's no longer a challenge, Andy. What has happened, Royal AM, Mabena was supposed to report to Swallows. She didn't want to go to Swallows. She said, we've made a deal club to club without his consent, which I understood. Then
was
he took
that
us
true?
To the DRC. Yes, the deal was between club to club. And at the point when we were doing the deal, it was supposed to be confidential.
Okay.
So I understood where he came from. Then he took us to DRC. Then DRC said, then if he doesn't want to go to Swallows, do we still want him to come back as the club? We said, yeah, he can come back to the club. Then when he was supposed to report to the club, he didn't report to the club, which we end up charging him for not reporting to the club. Then he took us to Labour Court. But Labour Court, because he didn't have a jurisdiction of the matter, then they still gave him what the DRC gave him, which is 1 month. And he came back, I think he came to his senses. He asked, because at the beginning he wanted us to pay him for his full contract, which I felt like it was a bit unfair. And so he came to his senses, he came back and he said, okay, we can agree on 4 months, which was signed yesterday, and we gave him his clearance today. He's going to join the club that he wants.
And you happy with that outcome? You happy to have him being cleared and moving away from Royal AM after everything that's happened?
Of course, because at the end of the day, Royal AM is players that they are hard to say. You can't be taking the club to DRC and taking the club to a Labour Court. Surely the relationship is no longer there, and expect to come back and play and don't come back even when you are told to come back and play. So for me, I need players that their hearts are in the club. And that's how I'll always keep players with me. I need the heart for the players. And I need happiness. I need to see happy faces in my club.
Well, you've given us a happy face by coming on. We really do appreciate you all the time, Sean. And like I said, we still have an outstanding date when you come into the studio and we share the good news of a woman in sport who's taking it by the horns and doing exceptionally well. Thank you so much for always making yourself available and sometimes answering the tough questions.
Thank you very much, Andile. And please, people, they must just call me for news and don't just speculate, because I'm always there to answer. And I like what you always do, Andile, because you always call me to clarify things in the air. And people, they must just stop assuming the matters and think of the bad that's happening within Royal AM, because Royal AM is just a small kid, guys, in the block who's trying so hard. You know, the black child who's hustling. I just need support rather than bashing.
Sean, out of those CVs, is there one that's coming from England? SB. SB, is it there?
There is a lot.
Because I know it's been there before. Has it come back to say, hey, man, I'm caught? Sean Mkhize, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Amplified with Andile, powered by SABC Sport.